90.9 FM, WONY, Oneonta, New York. Red Dragon Radio, always streaming at wonyfm.org. And a good morning to you. It's 11:02. And you're listening to Old School Vinyl. And the old professor, that's me, Professor Simonson. Here with it till noon. The jukebox at noon. Johnny G's coming in then. Some more good stuff coming through the afternoon. Lucas's Lit Tunes, that's coming up too. We'll talk about that later. But what we heard in this past set were the Beatles. That won't be long. Stevie Wonder from 1985. Stranger on the Shore of Love. We heard Electric Light Orchestra. Turn to Stone. Make Somebody Smile. Hey, Digster. And at the start, we heard Harry Chapin, who performed on this campus in the fall of 1975. And I Want to Learn a Love Song. Well, weather-wise today, just can't ask for better. Nice and sunny, low 70s. It's going to be this way till Sunday. Cool nights, upper 40s, low 50s. Great day. Yeah, and enjoy it later on. After the show, of course. Yeah. We got some more good stuff coming up this hour. Our theme for the day on Old School Vinyl will be the class of 1975. We've been listening to a lot of stuff from 1975. We'll hear a few more things from that year, but we're going to stray a little bit off onto some other years. It's Oneonta High School Alumni Weekend. And by the way, this music you hear in the background, music by the Yellow Jackets. That is my old high school mascot, Oneonta High. Figured it was appropriate. Good jazz band. Yeah. Yellow Jackets. Lots of good stuff to come this hour. Stay with us. Back to Old School Vinyl now. The Old Professor. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
listen round. Yes, there's too much attention paid to people just like me, who'll confess their only aim in life is down. There is too much attention as to where we all should be, and to how much we should know inside how long. Yes, there's too much attention, and the reason, I believe, is because we are what we are, right or wrong. So forgive me when I tell you I ain't got no place to go. I ain't got no one to talk to, got no one left to say hello.
Crazy Latin dancing solo down in Herald Square. searching for you everywhere.
WOMY. Old school vinyl with the old professor. That's me. Hi. Glad you're here too. 20 minutes past 11 now, if you're watching the clock. At first stop set of the hour, we heard Billy Joel with Rosalinda's Eyes. Gilbert O'Sullivan before that, from an album called Himself, 1971 or two, I think that was. Too Much Attention. We had Orleans from 1975, and You've Given Me Something. And starting us out, the Styx, Superstars. Again, old school vinyl, the old Professor Mark Simonson, that's me. And, you're a junior, you're a senior in Oneonta. Think, never too early. Start thinking about life after Oneonta. How's that resume looking? Think you're prepared for job interviews or that grad school you'll apply to? Well, if you think you can improve, visit SUNY Oneonta's Career Planning and Networking Center. They're in the Experiential Learning Center here in the Hunt Student Union. They can help you prepare for an employment, maybe a grad school. Help you ace that interview. Yeah, like when that happens. You can set up an appointment to get started by calling the center at 607-436-2534. That's 607-436-2534. Or just visit career at oneonta.edu. And that's a public service message from 90.9 WOMY. Carry on. Today's theme is the class of 75. I played a lot of 75 stuff earlier. I'm going to stray a little bit in this next stop set. You were probably around in the summer of 1980 as well. Know what you were doing? Well, if you do or you don't, that's all right. But you're going to hear what was playing at the time. 1980. All 45 RPMs. Yeah. You're listening to 90.9. WONY. Keep it locked.
And I remember there was a radio coming from the room next door. My mother laughed the way some ladies do. When it's late in the evening and the music's seeping through, the next thing I remember, I'm walking down the street. I'm feeling all right. I'm with my boys and with my troops, yeah. And down along the avenue, some guys were shooting pool, and I heard the sound of acapella groups, yeah. Singing late in the evening, and all the girls out on the stoops, yeah. Then I learned to play some lead guitar. I was underage in this funky bar, and I stepped outside and smoked myself a J.
90.9 WONY. Ah, that was definitely the summer of 1980. Little Jeannie. Elton John. Olivia Newton-John before that. Magic. We took a little rhythm. That was Allie Thompson. Paul McCartney and Wings. We heard a lot from Paul McCartney and Wings, the Beatles today. Coming up and starting us out, Paul Simon, Late in the Evening. That's what we were listening to in the summer of 1980. If you remember where you were at the time, if you were even around. Now we're kind of bringing the Big Bird into a close here. Jukebox Journey's up next. Veteran broadcaster in Oneonta, Johnny G, will be your host until 2 this afternoon. Yeah. Good stuff coming up. Good real estate here on Tuesdays for music. This time of hour, though, we like to kind of flash back a little bit. We were in 1980. We've featured 1975 most of the day, but we'll jump a little bit around again, this time to 2000. And Orpheus Theater founder Peter Macris is starting a drive to open an art center in the city on Market Street, where an old feed mill stood at the time. It took several years and millions of dollars, but we know that center today is the Foothills Performing Arts and Civic Center 25 years ago. Yow! After being closed since 1992, the college camp reopened on the first day of classes. Still is. That's a good thing. Director Steve Garner, athletics director, announced the promotion of Tracy Ranieri from the assistant to associate director of intercollegiate athletics and recreation. She was also the head coach on the women's soccer at the time. Bill Simons, wow. He's been a professor at SUNY Oneonta since 1977. Still is. But in 2000, he released a book. He loves baseball. Did an article about Joe DiMaggio and the ideal of American masculinity. And he recently appeared in an anthology called the Cooperstown Symposium on Baseball and American Culture. Nice feather in the cap for Professor Bill. That's some of the things that were going on here around Oneonta on campus in 2000. Well, we lost a great musician over the summer. Among others, lots we discovered. Ronnie G and I were just discussing that. And among them, Chuck Mangione. We're going to leave today with a few songs, tribute to Chuck. I got to see him at Saratoga. He also played at my alma mater, SUNY Oswego. A bunch of friends and I got to see him. The Golden Romney Fieldhouse. A while back, Chuck died. A tribute to him here as we head out. In the meantime, I got to get out of here. I got to go do, I don't know, office hours or something professorial. Right? And we'll get back together again next Tuesday. What say you? Huh? 10 o'clock, old school vinyl, the old professor. Hey, thanks for listening. Glad to have you along today. Stick around. RG's got you covered. Oh. Take care until next week. We'll see you. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
WONY Oneonta.